Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Food insecurity remains stubbornly high among California college students. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports few are taking advantage of available benefits.
A new report from the Century Foundation, a progressive think tank based in New York, finds many college students qualify for the state's food stamp program. But
it looks like only 15% of eligible students are getting these benefits.
Peter Granville authored the report, which looks at data from 2018 and 2019.
And a big reason that they're not getting them is because the federal rules are so complicated.
He says California could improve messaging to ensure students know they qualify. Democratic State Senator Bill Dodd has been pushing the issue at the Capitol. A few years ago, he authored a law that targeted UC and Cal State students.
We were able to get the application process totally and completely streamlined, and then just align the federal law with the state law.
He pulled a similar bill this year, intended for community college students, when COVID-19 hampered the legislative session. Dodd says he will consider reintroducing the bill. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
Thousands of Californians went to the polls this weekend, and more are expected to line up on Election Day. Cap Radio's healthcare reporter Sammy Caola looks at voting during the pandemic.
When Delfina Vargas heard Sacramento County was looking for poll workers, she didn't hesitate.
I heard that people were needed and they were looking for individuals who were healthy and not immunocompromised. And since I had the time, I decided to sign up.
She says the first few days were busy, but not overwhelming. Voters mostly kept their distance. When she checks them in, she's behind plexiglass. But she says she's still a little worried.
I've been indoors with various people for several days. And even though I'm always masked and I'm using hand sanitizer, I just didn't want to assume that I was in the clear.
The state requires counties to set up polling places with certain safety guidelines. Health officials say if you do feel you've been exposed at the polls, wait at least 5 days to get a test. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Caola.
California has a big data issue, and that is a big deal as fire worsens, and a new report highlights the need for a statewide system to share information. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
There's a lot of data being collected, everything from acres burned to fire personnel, but researchers found it's not always easily accessible. Michael Wara is with the Stanford Woods Institute for the Environment. He says California needs a one-stop shop for data, which could be modeled after a recently created water database.
So that when the governor wants to know what are the water impacts from the fires we've had this season, you know, his staff can go and look in one place and get that answer. Right now, that's not really possible.
The authors found there aren't comprehensive statewide indexes for tracking wildfire prevention, health impacts from smoke, or even the cost of power shutoffs. Wara says creating a single database for all that could save lives, potentially reduce the pace and scale of wildfires, and unite the state on the fire front. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
California's Employment Development Department's massive pandemic fraud problem has landed a rapper in jail. But as Cap Radio's Ed Fletcher explains, the state's budget isn't the only one under attack. I just been swiping for EDD.
Go to the bank, get a stack at least. That was rapper Nuke Bizzle and his song EDD. Bizzle, whose real name is Fontrell Antonio Bynes, has been charged with 3 felony counts related to the alleged theft of $1.2 million in jobless benefits. Last week, EDD announced 350,000 state-issued debit cards containing benefits had been frozen due to suspicious activities. And California's situation isn't unique. Michelle Evermore is with the National Employment Law Project.
And it's been hitting state after state after state. It started in places like Washington State and Massachusetts way back in May. And as soon as one state figures out how to flag these people and shut them down, then they move on to the next state. And California is currently one of those states that's really getting a series of attacks.
Evermore says it's not just EDD and taxpayers being victimized.
When these fraudsters go after the system, it doesn't just hurt the system. It hurts all the people who are waiting for their benefits to get processed in the first place. It hurts all the people whose identity was stolen. And it also hurts the people who get flagged.
With little communication between states on this issue, Evermore says the federal government should step in and help. EDD has processed 15.2 million claims and paid out $105 billion in benefits since March. By one estimate, the frozen cards could represent $7.9 billion. In Sacramento, I'm Ed Fletcher.